This is a Kim Monson, Colorado news briefing. Weiser campaigns on free speech after three Supreme Court losses for Colorado. Colorado Attorney General Phil Weiser's campaign page, published October 11, 2025, locates every threat to the Republic in Washington. Since 2023, the U.S. Supreme Court has ruled against Colorado in three First Amendment cases. His office defended, and he argued one of them himself. Colorado Attorney General Phil Weiser, the Democrat nominee for governor, published a campaign page on October 11, 2025, titled, "A Republic, As Long as We Can Keep It," naming freedom of speech as one of three pillars of the Republic and describing all three as under attack. Since 2023, the U.S. Supreme Court has ruled against Colorado in three First Amendment cases. The Colorado Department of Law defended, and Weiser argued one of them at the lectern himself. The page lays every attack it names at the door of the federal administration, the deployment of the National Guard, the use of prosecutions against political opponents, and pressure on the speech of television networks and others. The Trump-appointed federal judge in Portland appears on the page as a check on those deployments rather than as a threat. The First Amendment record of the office Weiser holds today sits somewhere else entirely in Supreme Court dockets, in a federal injunction issued against him during the campaign, and in the statements he released after each loss. The campaign page opens with Ronald Reagan and Benjamin Franklin, then quotes a line from Justice Louis Brandeis that comes from his concurrence in Whitney v. California, which the page does not name. It closes by listing the founders' three pillars as 1. The clear separation of the military from civilian law enforcement, 2. The rule of law and the fair administration of justice, and 3. The freedom of speech. They are all under attack, it says, naming attacks on law enforcement in blue states, on the rule of law governing prosecutions, and on speech by television networks and others. The page also invokes a ruling by Judge Karen Emmergut, a Trump appointee, without naming it. Her October 4, 2025 temporary restraining order blocked the federalization of the Oregon National Guard. The page states that Weiser has challenged their illegal actions 37 times in court, a figure the campaign published without itemizing. Kim Monson read from the page on the air Monday on The Kim Monson Show. When Colorado is sued over a statute the legislature passed and the governor signed, the Department of Law defending it is the statutory default rather than a political choice. Under CRS 2431-101, the Attorney General shall appear for the state and prosecute and defend all actions and proceedings, civil and criminal, in which the state is a party or is interested when required to do so by the governor, and a separate subsection makes the duty to defend the state's appellate causes unconditional. The same statute gives the office real discretion elsewhere, including authority to initiate civil litigation on its own, which is the authority behind the campaign page's count of challenges to the administration. The office controls everything after that, which arguments it advances, whether it seeks a stay, whether it appeals, and what the Attorney General says publicly when the state loses. Weiser issued a statement in his own name after each of the three Supreme Court losses. In 303 Creative LLC v. Alenis, decided 6-3 on June 30, 2023, the court held that the First Amendment barred Colorado from compelling a website designer to create speech she disagreed with. Weiser's office defended the Colorado Anti-Discrimination Act through the case, and in an April 23, 2020, release announcing the state's Tenth Circuit brief, he said, "The law regulates what commercial actors do, which is offer goods and services to the public." In a statement issued that day, Weiser said the decision failed to uphold the principle of equal justice under law, inscribed on the Supreme Court building, and warned that it would encourage businesses to claim a First Amendment free speech right to refuse service to certain customers. That same anti-discrimination statute was amended last year. House Bill 251312, signed by Governor Jared Polis on May 16, 2025, adds a chosen name definition to CAD. A, tied to a list of protected characteristics under the Act, sets requirements for school name and dress code policies, raises the permitted number of sex designation changes on state identification documents from 1 to 3, effective October 1, 2026, and repeals the one-time limit on amending a gender designation on a birth certificate. The Act itself creates no new enforcement authority for the Attorney General because it never mentions the office. Charges under CADA are investigated and heard through the Colorado Civil Rights Division and Commission under CRS 2434-306, which predates the bill and which also lets the commission, a commissioner, or the attorney general file a charge where a practice carries a significant societal or community impact. The Supreme Court's docket in case number 22-138 records the April 19, 2023 argument this way. For respondent Philip J. Weiser, Attorney General, Denver, Colo. Colorado's counsel of record was Solicitor General Eric R. Olson, and the Attorney General argued the case himself. On June 27, 2023, the court ruled against Colorado, vacating the judgment and remanding, and holding that the First Amendment requires proof a defendant had some subjective understanding of his statement's threatening character. Weiser said in a statement that the justices had acted based on an unfortunate view of the First Amendment, and that according to the court, protecting the speech of threatening stalkers matters more than guarding against the life-changing harms caused to those made to fear for their lives. The third case reached the court during the campaign. In Kyles v. Saluzar, argued October 7, 2025, and decided March 31, 2026, the justices reversed the Tenth Circuit and remanded, holding that Colorado's law banning conversion therapy, as applied to Ms. Kyles's talk therapy, regulates speech based on viewpoint, and the lower courts erred by failing to apply sufficiently rigorous First Amendment scrutiny. The statute was Colorado's 2019 ban on conversion therapy by licensed counselors treating minors, and the named respondent was Patty Saluzar, executive director of DORA. Colorado's counsel of record, per the Supreme Court docket, was Solicitor General Shannon Wells Stevenson. In a statement the day of the ruling, Weiser called the decision a setback for Colorado's efforts to protect children and families from harmful and discredited mental health practices that limits the authority states have long exercised to safeguard patients from substandard care. Less than 4 weeks after the campaign page went up, Judge William J. Martinez granted NetChoice a preliminary injunction in NetChoice v. Weiser, District of Colorado, case number 25-CV-02538-WJM-KAS. Weiser is the sole named defendant, sued in his official capacity over his enforcement of House Bill 241136, Colorado's social media warning label law. The order reaches Section 4 of the Act rather than the whole statute, and it frames the case as whether Colorado can constitutionally compel social media companies to provide non-commercial disclosures to minors about the alleged health impacts of using their platforms. Weiser appealed the injunction to the Tenth Circuit on December 9, 2025, where it is docketed as number 25-1456 and remains open. The Supreme Court's docket in 20A-105 shows Olson as counsel of record for the respondents in High Plains Harvest Church versus Polis, filing the state's opposition on December 9, 2020, to the church's application for relief from capacity limits on worship. On December 15, 2020, the court vacated the district court's order and remanded the case. In the Denver Bible Church litigation, docketed in district court as Grace Bible Fellowship v. Polis, District of Colorado, number 1002, CV2362, a district court exempted two churches from state mask and capacity requirements, and the office sought a stay and appealed to the Tenth Circuit. Earlier in the pandemic, the office issued joint enforcement guidance with CDPHE and the Colorado Department of Public Safety on March 20, 2020, for local agencies carrying out the state order that closed bars, restaurants, theaters, and gymnasiums, among other businesses. Our expectation is that residents will respect their fellow Coloradans, use good judgment, and follow the public health order, Weiser said in the release. When necessary and appropriate, however, we will work with our state and local law enforcement partners to ensure that residents obey the order. Senate Bill 25003, signed by Governor Polis on April 10, 2025, bars the sale, transfer, or purchase of specified semi-automatic firearms as of August 1, 2026, unless the buyer completes a state-verified safety course track requiring an eligibility card issued by a sheriff after a background check. The Kim Monson Newsroom covered how the law hands the day-to-day discretion to county sheriffs and the Department of Revenue ahead of the effective date. The statute is under challenge in Del Toro v. Polis, District of Colorado, case number 25, CV-02725, filed September 2, 2025, by plaintiffs represented by Mountain States Legal Foundation, with Weiser a defendant in his official capacity. No court had enjoined the law as the restrictions took effect. In Rocky Mountain Gun Owners v. Polis, decided November 5, 2024, the Tenth Circuit reversed a preliminary injunction against Colorado's age 21 purchase law, with Weiser named on the state's briefs. On May 6, 2026, he vowed to defend the state's large capacity magazine limit against a Trump Justice Department suit, saying such laws satisfy Second Amendment protections. Dr. Brian Jundeth, a Denver area retinal surgeon and political commentator who contributes to American Thinker and Rasmussen Reports, told the show an anonymous report was filed against him with the Colorado Medical Board over what he had written about the pandemic response. "I had to defend myself," Jundeth said. "It was successful, but I had to prepare a report and submit it and wait 9 months to have it all dismissed." Kim Monson told Jundeth on the air that she did not recall Weiser objecting when Colorado ordered small businesses closed, and Jundeth agreed, saying many state attorneys general took the same posture. "They were kind of the herd mentality," he said on the broadcast. "They just went along. It was easier to go along than take a stand." He added that it's too bad Weiser didn't have a backbone and stand up, but he's far from alone. The governor didn't, and attorneys general elsewhere didn't either. Jundeth also offered listeners a standard for reading the campaign. Phil Weiser is in a campaign, and he's going to say what he needs to say to attract votes and win, he said later in the segment. How he's going to govern? I would look at how he's been as attorney general to get a flavor for how he's going to be as governor. Weiser named Jefferson County Commissioner Leslie Dahlkemper as his lieutenant governor nominee on July 22, 2026, and Republican nominee Victor Marks named George Markert, a retired Marine colonel, on July 31, 2026. Greg Lopez and Tara Lynn Romero qualified as unaffiliated candidates on July 28, 2026, with 11,948 valid signatures, as the Kim Monson Newsroom reported. The Secretary of State's certified ballot order gives a governor and lieutenant governor position to six party tickets, adding the American Constitution, approval voting, Libertarian and Unity parties to the two major ones, and the unaffiliated Lopez and Romero ticket makes seven. Governor Polis is term limited, and the general election is November 3, 2026. And now, Kim's perspective. I read Phil Weiser's campaign page, and I agree with a great deal of what it says about free speech and about keeping our republic. What stays with me is that the man writing it already holds an office, and that office leaves a paper trail in court dockets and press releases any Coloradan can read for herself. We are being asked to hire a governor on the strength of promises when we already have more than 7 years of evidence about how this candidate uses the authority he has. Before you vote, go read what he did in the cases where the choice was his. For the full article with sources and links, visit kimmonson.com. This has been a Kim Monson, Colorado News Briefing.